we shouldn't have to say love yourself. It should be something that we're born knowing and that we're raised in a society and being nurtured to do. I always lived with this kind of bigness in my mind. I always feel taller than people that I'm not taller than, and I always feel bigger than people that I'm not bigger than. And it was a crutch for a long time until I learned how to use it as confidence.
That's the most important thing, like realizing that everything that we do can be used constructively and everything that we go through can be used constructively and in therapy. We all have a story. You know, at the end of that story, though, we are always going to be okay. We always survive. And I think that's the most important thing, is realizing that sometimes at the end of the day, you always have yourself. And as long as you have your best self to come back to, nothing else matters. It makes life sweeter. I work really hard on self-care and self-love and trying to be positive, transmute this energy and turn it from something negative into something positive. And finding somebody that is just willing to listen to you, that cares about you, is really important. We always got the answers to our problems, but we never really get to spend enough time with ourselves trying to solve them. It's always going to be you. So it's like, wherever you were when you became successful is who you going to be when you're successful, unless you do some work on yourself. Oh, it's about the inside. Love yourself from the inside out.